Mine's more of a dry sense of humor. I've learned that from what my mom told me.
And your mom's hot.
Yeah, she's kind of attractive. Sorry, Mom. I'm done.
So, that's the intro.
Good morrow from Romeo and Juliet's dorm room. My name is Riley.
And my name is Jolo.
And this is the start of our podcast.
Tis.
Fantastic. I was going to get a little crazy at the beginning here, but I completely forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay.
This is really but yeah, this is what I was going to say. So most of our previous podcast is just really a review on what's been happening through our weeks. We're not getting rid of that because, like we said, that's the basis of what we started our podcast for, is just to review in the future about what we did in our weeks in college and just kind of like give our future selves a little laugh, and you guys probably. But we're going to try, you know, because I know a lot of people do like hearing just the reflection part of our lives, but then other people probably just want to hear us talk about other things as well.
Right. We realize that we spend a lot of the time reflecting, and it's cool, but like also podcasts have a lot of different content, and so we want to also put out the different content that you guys want, other than just like hearing about our weeks and then done.
And then another thing with the hearing about our weeks is it's not even like an up-to-date kind of week thing, because like the podcast we just posted today, which is the third episode we posted today, happened like a week and a half ago for us, which is almost becoming out of sync with our actual lives. So we're, to make it more enjoyable for like everybody that's listening, like when it comes out and not just in the future, because in the future it's not really going to matter, because you're not going to be you're way off to date in the first place. So what we'll try to do is we're going to shorten the reflection part, just try it out. If you don't like us shortening the reflection part and you don't like us talking about things in general, send us an email. I talked about the email a lot last podcast, but yeah, really, any criticism, just send it through the email, because whatever.
We'll take it. We'll take the criticism. We'll take the heat.
Yeah. We're going to take the reflection part of our lives and put it down to Dear Future Riley and Jolo. That's what the segment is going to be called.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it at the beginning of each podcast and talk about other things.
Yeah. So let's get started into it.
Yeah. Like, what happened Thursday? Dear Future Riley, you know what happened Thursday after you recorded the podcast? Well, we just played Uno in our room, and Adriana came over. That's mm-hmm. all I remember happening that day, and that's all I wrote down for that day. Do you have anything specifics?
Not really. I think we just played Uno, and then Adriana came over. Literally, but it was...
She just came over, and we just talked?
I don't know. Did we watch anything? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did either. I think that might have been the night you forced me to talk to her.
Oh.
Again, she doesn't listen.
I didn't force.
Suddenly was out of the room for like long periods of time.
Oh. Oh, yeah. You told me you appreciated that.
I did. You're but like, you didn't thank tell you me so. It was happening.
I didn't know it was happening. Taylor called and I was like, I'll just let them have their time.
So it was a little bit. But anyway, so that was that night.
Yeah. So Riley talked to Adriana for quite some time.
Yeah. That's bad. All right, so that was Thursday. Sorry, that was not super interesting. But then we got Friday. Then we got Friday.
This is a good day.
Yeah, Friday was kind of crazy. Well, what really happened Friday is we wanted to go to a basketball game that Friday. We wanted to go to the women's basketball game because we wanted to go to an activity.
Yeah.
And Friday would be the best time to go to an activity, so we don't have to worry about anything else really. So we're gonna go to a women's basketball game, and then
John was like, hey, do you want to go to the game? And I was like, yeah, sure. He's like, do you want to go to dinner? I was like, yeah, sure. So we went to dinner, went to Chick-fil-A.
John Bader, shout out to John Bader.
And then afterwards we went to the game, we chilled out with one of his brothers because he's in a frat.
Blah.
And then John was like, hey man, we're having a party tonight if you want to come over and meet the bros. So me and Riley went to the frat and we checked out his room and everything. We figured out, like, if we really wanted to join the frat, the frat is called Lambda Chi Alpha. And So this is what happened. Riley was like, you know what? I'm really interested. He ended up staying, but I ended up going to a friend's. So we were talking about Adriana before. Her brother, we went to.
We talked about Austin before too.
Oh yeah. Okay. So Austin, I went to his house and I played so much Battleship, the worst amount of Battleship I've ever played. And that was my night, anyways. And then I walked home at 2 a.m. and then slept. So yeah, that so we kind of separated, but
yeah, we separated Friday night, you know.
And then how was your night at the frat? So the frat party, man. We were first one.
We were in his room, John's room, and we were just talking about what it would be to like to join a frat, what it means, and how we can join, and you know, just the whole general gist of it, you know, technical stuff. And then when Jolo left, John was just like, "Hey, do you want to hang out for the party?" It was because he wasn't initially gonna let us go to the party because, you know, it's like list only because, you know, it's fraternity. But he was like, yeah, sure, I'll put you under my name because I'm not going to do anything, especially me being a non-drinker. I'm not going to like harm anything that you have to worry about. It's because I'm sober there, so it's like I'm no harm to anybody.
I'm also a non-drinker. What are you trying to imply right now?
Yeah, I know you don't drink. You just play a lot of Battleship.
Lots of Battleship.
I don't play any games anywhere. I'm not a big gamer. But, I mean, yeah, so when I was at the frat party...
Your laugh is turning into Seth Rogen. Did you know that? The more you laugh, the more...
it's always been like Seth Rogen. It just depends on how the day and how I'm feeling.
Okay, keep going.
It's like I have a... That kind of laugh, too. It just depends on what we're talking about and when I laugh.
Okay.
Because, hold on, let me think about it. So, in awkward situations. Yeah. And then it's like when I'm...
Chuckling. Like,
silent, you know, like when I just straight up... Not laughing, but you can tell I'm laughing, and it's kind of like
it's like a
like that. Yeah, that's what it's like. That's just more of my actual laugh, and then Seth Rogen's laugh, which is something really awkward.
Holy shit. No, that's been popping up a lot, though.
I know, because it's been really awkward.
Why? That wasn't awkward.
Yeah, this is awkward.
No, it's not.
But sorry if anybody didn't like my laugh. That was a...
Don't apologize for anything.
Yeah. People like my Seth Rogen laugh. They think it's funny.
Yeah.
They're laughing at me, but in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so at the frat, it wasn't that crazy. Like I said, I didn't play any Battleship that night. So... people, it was just, you know, picture all the movies. It's kind of just like that, if you'd imagine. I got a tour of the whole fraternity before the party happened, so I saw, like, they have a room with
wow! Nice!
With a pong table set up, and they have a stripper pole there.
They're known for having a stripper pole.
Yeah, that's what Lambda's known for. Lambda is the stripper nation.
Like, all the guys in the frat just strip. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. No.
No, joking.
So yeah, I was at this frat. No, the party was really bopping. I mean,
you met some girls.
It started. Party was supposed to start at 9:30. Nobody really showed up until 10:30 because, you know, the parties. That's
you gotta
parties
show
happen.
Up. You gotta show up fashionably late to everything.
Which is fine, and they thought it wasn't gonna be a crazy party either, because nobody was there, and everybody Beta was also having another party, so they're like, well, we're not gonna have a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people on the list, so it's like, oh, pretty chill night. No, not a crazy party. And everybody was like, I don't know why you're here. Anyway, but I met a lot of people.
You made a list?
Yeah, I met Tate, who is the, you know, he's in charge of recruiting there. Casey.
I also met Tate.
He's a heartthrob. Tyler, he was wearing a ball cap. That's all I remember about him. Nate.
Shout out Tyler.
He's a freshman, massive Battleship player. and then I met a girl named Breezy. We'll talk about her later.
Ooh, Breezy Boo.
She was at the party. She was really nice. She asked for my Snapchat. I gave it to her. We'll talk more about in detail later. It was fine, though. Then I met girls Kenzie and Tyann. That was the first time I met them, but I met them in my interpersonal communications class. They were...
Communications
class. I'm really good at communicating. But yeah, so this is really boring. I'm just listing off names.
Yeah, Riley, what the fuck are you doing? Come on.
Anyway, finish it off. Max, Matt, Isaiah, Robbie, Josh, Scott, Jacob, Jared. Those are all the people I met. Shout out to all of them.
All right, moving on. Next day.
I don't know. There's nothing really much to a frat. It's just like what you expected, dancing in the dancing area, stripping. And then you go to the lounge area, you know, talking. Very general frat party.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay, next day.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. Saturday. So since Joel was up all night working his mind, playing Battleship, he slept in for a long time. He slept until like 2.
Yeah, it was my first Battleship sunk.
he lost Battleship.
Then. I lost Battleship and threw up because I was just so sad. But I literally just stayed in all day on Saturday. So that's my interesting day.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. Saturday I applied to Jimmy John's. That's not too crazy. Ate at Chick-fil-A with Kaylin. Not too crazy. Made cookies that night. Yeah, it was
pretty good Saturday.
Saturday was chill, you know. Not much. I talked to my boy Jet back home. Shout out to Jet Burcham, making my night. Honestly, you did.
Shout out Jet. Miss you, Jet.
Missing me, Jet. So then Sunday.
I filmed for Face to Face. And if you go to USD and you're watching this, or if you don't, I'm part of this program called Face. It's not a program. It's like an entertainment thing for USD called Face to Face. And they just put out segments, and hopefully our segment will come out soon. So be on the lookout. But just a fun little teaser. It's about incest. Riley, you want to move on?
Hmm?
Not your turn.
And then, so yeah, Sunday. So the girl Breezy, we got back to it right away. Anyway, her name's Breezy like the wind. She said that when I met her. Breezy like the wind. Breezy. So anyway, I met her that night. She really wasn't too crazy that night. I mean, we just talked a little bit. I told everybody I met there to repeat my name 5 times in a deep voice because that's the best way to remember somebody when you're playing Battleship. Because then they won't forget it.
Riley.
Because then they kind of swear their words and then they try to get it right. So it kind of comes as a game for them. But yeah, so that night she wanted me, because she went out of town, that night she wanted me to help me bring her stuff back up to her room. So I went and helped her bring up her stuff to her room.
I met her. She was not fond of me.
That's because you barely said anything to her.
I was scared. She did not. Because I said, hi, my name's Joe. I was like, hi. She's like, hi. I was like, my name's Joel.
I also didn't tell her you'd be there.
Yeah, but she still doesn't have to be so upset about it.
I specifically told her you wouldn't be there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That probably wasn't a good idea to bring me, silly.
You said you wanted to go, silly.
I did. I wanted to meet her. I wanted to see who was taking my boy for the night. My little boy. Who my little boy's hanging out with. Who is he hanging out with? Huh? Breezy. I have to approve.
Breezy is her name. Yeah. So I went and helped her bring her stuff up to her room. We talked for a little bit. She's really cool. She talks a lot.
She does. Literally, in the morning, I would freaking wake up and just, I would hear Riley's phone, and it would just be this girl talking, and I was like, who the fuck is that? And Riley would be like, it's Breezy. And it happened today. It happens, like, every day.
It's not because, like, she calls me or anything. She just sends, like, you know,
a bunch of videos.
Yeah, video for talking on Snap. That's about it. Which isn't bad. I don't mind. She has a lot to say, and I think that's really unique about somebody.
You like her?
We'll see. See where it goes.
Oh, you might?
I might. I wasn't interested in the beginning, but it's like, we'll see where it goes. I'm not looking for anything.
But
I'm more like think she's a good friend for now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I helped her bring stuff up to her room, etc. What else happened that night? I had something else written down.
I think we just...
We watched Good Will Hunting.
We watched Good Will Hunting that night?
Yes, we did.
Oh, it's such a good movie, guys.
So, Good Will Hunting, starring Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Robin Williams.
So about, good.
It's about this troubled genius. Teen. Genius. Troubled genius Gene, who, you know, runs into trouble, and he's forced to go into counseling.
And then he falls in love. And Riley told me this. It's Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's first film that they wrote and starred in, and it won what, Oscars?
Something like that.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's really good. It's my favorite movie of all time, which is why I had to watch it for a class of mine to like figure out stuff, film analysis.
It was good though.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I didn't expect it to be that good.
Must recommend. Romeo and Juliet's recommendation of movie of the week: Good Will Hunting. Mm-hmm. Last week it was Hitch. This week, watch Good Will Hunting. then nothing. Yes, sir. Nothing bad. Okay, and then Monday, we weren't planning on doing anything too crazy. You know, normal days in classes. Nothing really is happening crazy in my classes anymore. I don't know about you. So we'll probably not talk about our classes that much anymore.
No, our classes, they're chill.
Yeah. I mean, if anything...
The only things that really happen during the school week are at night, really. Unless, like, something crazy does happen, but most of the time it's like, it's class.
Yeah, it's just class, you know, and then right after class we just do homework, so it's normally, like, around 6 to whenever we fall asleep that stuff happens.
But Monday night was crazy, though.
But I don't remember a lot of what we did Monday night.
We went to Grant's room.
That was the biggest thing, but something else happened before that.
No, because, what did happen?
That's what I'm asking you.
I think we just stayed in and just chilled out.
But we wanted to do something?
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, let's go. And you're like, okay, but if I come back, then I'm going straight to bed. So
yeah,
you better...
Yeah, I think that's a good rule.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay, Riley, let's go to Grant's room. And he's like a big partier, and he had like a beer pong
we
table.
We talked about him in like the second podcast. We were like, we're not very fond of him. But we talked about him last podcast too. And we were like, well, he was the one that wanted us to make mac and cheese.
Yeah, and he's...
But yeah, he was the party room that we didn't really like, and then...
We met them, and they're actually really cool. Yeah. But we played beer pong with them, and me and Riley beat them. High five me.
Water pong.
Water pong, not beer pong. But, yeah, it was fun. We talked a little bit. Grant almost... I don't know if I should say this. I saw penises.
You know, it's just vibes. Just bros being bros. Bros sucking other bros.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, just to prove that they're not gay, sucking another bro, dude.
You already know. You already know.
Already know. Sucking. You already know you need to suck another bro.
Damn, fucking bars.
Yeah. That's what happened Monday. That was actually really hype. I do really like playing Pong.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm not a heavy battleship player.
But
Pong's good.
Me and Riley have talked about how we're playing it.
We think it would be a really fun idea that when we do play Pong together, we just...
Have Jolo play Battleship.
Jolo do the Battleship portion of the Pong game, and then I just play Pong. You know, he does, like, my part of the battle. He plays two games of Battleship, practically.
Yeah.
While I just play Pong.
Yeah.
And that's our team.
But what the worst part is you're going to have to take care of me at the end of it.
Yeah, but we'll win every game.
True.
Because then I'll be...
You'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Monday night.
Monday night. Tuesday night. Bachelor night.
Bachelor night.
Crazy stuff. And actually, it was a really dumb episode.
Yeah, I hated that episode.
It's week 4 of the... We're right on the weeks with The Bachelor. So week 4 of our podcast is also week 4 of The Bachelor. So if you want to watch week 4 of The Bachelor, it's really, really not that good. It's a good episode, but it's like really dumb.
It's like one of those episodes that's like you don't need to watch it, but you should watch it just to know like the plot.
Like the drama.
Yeah.
But it's like nothing really happened. It was just drama after drama after drama. It's like more
stuff. We didn't even get a rose ceremony, guys.
No, I mean, shh. Just kidding. This is coming out like a week.
Yeah.
The other episode of The Bachelor will already be out.
Yeah. So another thing that happened that day was my tap audition.
Yeah.
And so I was
audition.
I was so pumped. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Took a nap and everything, stretched before I went. And then I got there and I was the last person in there. So I had to fucking put my taps on really fast. And I start rushing to go to the dance studio. And I start slipping my ass off for like 10 seconds straight in front of the dance instructor. And I just gave up and I just fell. And she looked at me and I was like, oh my God, great start, Jolo. She's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I've just, you know, I'll see you in there. And then I just went in and I was like, fuck, this is not a good start. And then she's like, hey, if you don't know these moves, we're cutting you. And little did everyone know, I did not know those moves. And then I got cut. And so I got.
So he went to the audition and got cut right away, really.
Yeah.
His first audition of his, like, theater experience at college, he was cut right away.
And then I was like, I was sad. So I was going to go get dinner with Riley and his girl that he met.
Was that? That was Tuesday night.
Totally forgot.
So I kept Tinder. After all, I said,
oh,
I 100% said I was deleting it last episode.
Last episode, he's like, 100%. And I was like, so upset about it on the podcast. I was like, are you sure? And like, yeah, 100%. And now this podcast, this guy still got motherfucking Tinder.
Well, I don't have Tinder right now. As of recording this podcast, I don't have Tinder. But right after the podcast, I think I re-downloaded it, gave it another shot. Because it's just so much peer pressure in the world, guys. You know, my advice of the week is don't succumb to peer pressure. You know, stick to your morals. This week has just been peer pressure central for me. I feel so bad right now. It's, you know, life is slowly fleeting away from underneath my fingertips, and I don't know how to react to anything anymore. Peer pressure is a mother effing hoe.
Motherfucking hoe. Did you say Bruce?
Brothers.
Oh.
He is a brother. He's not listening, though. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
But if you are, Bruce, shout out to you. Yeah. I know you're a little underage to be listening to this podcast, but you still could. Still out there for you.
Yeah, I wish I was a kid hearing about this shit.
Yeah, he could. He could listen to it. I'll just tell him to listen to it, but then not tell anybody he's listening to it.
True.
That's a good big brother should do. Give the weed, but don't tell him to smoke it.
No, tell him to smoke it, but don't tell others he smoked it. It's like giving him the podcast, but not telling him to listen.
Yeah, give him access to the podcast, but oh, no, 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 don't listen, Bruce. Wink, wink.
Oh, but it's like the same thing I mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, tell us about Tinder Girl.
So
hey, guess what her name is?
Her name's Bree. So this girl, the other girl, Breezy, it's a nickname for Brianna. And Bree, this girl I met on Tinder, is also short for Brianna. So I met two girls named Brianna that are both interested in me this week, though, so that's really interesting. He thinks it's really funny for some reason.
I think it's hilarious.
But yeah, I just, the two girls I found interesting this week, both named Brianna. Cool beans. But anyway, so this girl named Bree, we talked over Tinder. She was the only one I matched with that actually went to something. We talked over Tinder. We general progression of how Tinder works. Talk on Tinder. Feel safe enough, get her snapped. And then we were like, let's just go get dinner Tuesday night. And then she's like, can I bring my roommate? And I'm like, sure. So anyway. So
I had my audition, so Riley couldn't bring me.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So I went on this date, not expecting much, because, you know, Tinder is Tinder. So it ended up being a complete trash bag of a date. She's definitely not going to listen to this. So, I mean, like, it was trash.
Wait, did she bring her roommate?
She brought a roommate, but the roommate didn't stay for most of it. I wish the roommate would have stayed for most of it, because the roommate...
Because I was interested in her
the
roommate.
The roommate and I did more talking than my actual date.
Really?
Yeah, but I was not interested in the roommate. She's just an interesting person, was the roommate. It's like, god dang. So when the roommate left, I was just, like, forced to carry this conversation. If anybody you know anything about me, it's like, I need a girl who can carry a conversation with me naturally. if I can't have a natural conversation with you, it's a no-go. That's my number one. You don't even have to be honest with me. Honesty is not a quality. Actually talking to me, I'm being legit. If I can have a normal conversation with you, but you're straight up lying to me the whole time, that's at least better.
Well, here's the thing, like, because I got cut from my audition, so I was like, frick, I'm lonely, I'm gonna go to the muck. And so I called Riley, and he's like, yeah, you could join us for dinner. And I was excited to meet her and maybe get the conversation rolling after that, since you guys weren't conversating much beforehand. And so I get to the muck, I see you guys talking, and it does not look interesting. I'm like, okay, I gotta save the day. So I go in, grab my food, and I'm like, oh yes, and I finally get to meet people too, and I'm just so lonely. I could just see them. And I walk out with my food, and you guys are fucking gone.
Yeah.
So I get cut from my audition. I expect to have dinner with my roommate and his new date, and I can't even have that.
Oh, wow. Tuesday night, really real bummer for you.
And then I watch The Bachelor.
No, but it was just really bad, because it's not good conversation. It's like, it was bad. But then that night, I realized I had to do laundry after The Bachelor.
Oh, same. We both did laundry.
So we did laundry. We started laundry at like 10 o'clock or maybe even 11. It was whenever Adriana left or something.
Yeah.
Something.
I think happened. It was 10. You started at 11.
Oh, yeah, because we got the tea. Throughout this whole entire week, we've been dealing with the British screamer.
Yeah, from British last podcast. Problems,
whether or not she's leaving, or the one that screamed at us for filling up her Brita. The one that has drama with everybody on the floor. It's just like, whether or not she's leaving or staying or moving right next to us, apparently. It's like, what's happening with Brita Screamer? So we've just been updated. She's causing problems everywhere with people on the floor. Not with us.
Trouble.
She barely knows us.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we've been dealing with her. So before I started laundry, they came in here, and I was just, you know.
You just talked about the tea of the British Screamer.
Yeah.
Shit's going down.
We did laundry. We watched 21 and Over.
It's such a good movie.
Yep. I don't know the main actors' names in it, but it was pretty good.
One of them is Justin Chan.
If you want to know what college experience is like, it's just like that.
Just like that. Just watch 21 and Over.
That's what the frat party was like, but that's about it.
But yeah, we stayed up till 2 doing laundry.
Yeah, it was bad. And I said I wanted to get to bed early that night too. And then, so we woke up that next morning to go to the gym, right? And then Jola didn't go with me.
I didn't. I was like, I have an audition and I'm so fucking sleepy. And I knew that at my audition I would just be dancing for 30 minutes straight anyways, which is more cardio than I would have done at the gym. So I'm okay with it. I feel fine with it.
This guy didn't go to the gym.
That was yesterday.
Wednesday. Yeah. How do you feel, bro?
I feel fine. I literally woke feel, up. Bro? I woke up feeling.
How do you feel leaving your other bro to go to the gym, bro?
I asked you how it was, bro. And you said it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. You want me to drop some straight knowledge for them that I dropped for you?
What?
So at the gym, I remembered a bomb freaking quote when I was there. You know, if you. Here, more advice from Riley. The amount of good deeds that you do don't determine if you're what you're like. Come on, let me start that over again, guys.
Keep that in. That's funny. Okay.
If the amount of good deeds you do don't determine if you're a good person or not. It's deciding to do the good deeds over the bad deeds. I was still waiting back. How you get the general gist of it? You can do so many good deeds in your lifetime, but if you choose to do, like, bad deeds over good deeds, like, every day, that doesn't make you a good person.
True.
So.
That's what he noticed at the, that's what he realized at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go, though. I felt good. Honestly, I needed that day off.
Yeah, well, when I, stop finger, can you, do you realize that this is going to come through?
Yeah.
He's just clipping his fingers over here.
It was bothering me. Sorry.
Whatever. Next segment. But that was Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
That day was just kind of crazy. I was just down in the dumps.
Yeah, Riley had a crisis.
I did. When I got back from classes, I was done. I was like, life really sucks. I just boiled it down to life sucks, bro, because I was super lonely. I was just not only like in relationship wise, but it's like I was like, I really just I wanted to go to college because I wanted to be less lonely. But now I'm just super lonely because I just don't have any friends, you know. But yeah, but what it really was is just kind of like, yeah, Jolo's here for me. Everybody's saying at home, they're like, Jolo's there for you. I'm like, well, I talked to him about it. I'm like, I want a friend that actually wants, like, actually hits up my phone and asks me to hang out. Like, Jolo right now, the situation is he's forced to hang out with me, which we don't mind. I don't think he minds hanging out with me all that often, but it's kind of forced, which is not the same as somebody inviting you out to dinner or somebody inviting you out to do something or coming over just because they want to.
Well, right. And even if we do, like, hey, do you want to have dinner tonight? It's still not the same as, like, someone else, like, hitting you up. So I get what you mean.
Yeah, so I have nobody, not even, like, nobody that really, like, no friends down here. I mean, it sounds lonely, but I want a friend that just wants to be with me.
I mean, I don't even have that.
You have a girlfriend, though. You talked to her on the phone.
That's true.
She wants to call you all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Then get a girlfriend, Riley.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just go basically get one.
That's basically what you're saying. You're not saying I want a friend that wants me all the time.
I do want a friend.
No,
if Jet was down here, I would not be this sad.
Yeah, but no, like,
guaranteed.
No, like,
guaranteed
friend that you just met will ever be like that. Well, they'll just want to be around you 24/7. Like, they have to be like a best friend that you've known.
Yeah, I can meet a best friend here. You saying I can't?
It's very hard.
Yeah, but I could.
Like, how?
I could find somebody.
How?
That would want to be friends with me. Because you start by getting, like, just, you know, friends, and then you get a best friend. So I just need to get more friends, you know. Boil it down, I just need more friends.
You know, or you can just get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's also a good bet.
Yeah, I'm just going to really bank on this one. Adriana.
Oh man, guys! Kidding. If you don't know, Riley has a fat crush on Adriana.
I'm just kind of seeing what's happening, you know.
And Adriana comes over often.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's not like it's just random. It's not because she comes over often. It's because I've seen her personality traits are exactly what I'm looking for, and I think we'd mesh well in a relationship.
Riley's too scared to tell her.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want to ruin that relationship, because then she wouldn't come over here.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't be here, and she wouldn't be here. Then I'd just be alone.
True. I tell you guys to fucking talk it out, like adults. If it was awkward, fucking get over it.
Yeah, you're right. You probably would. So, she's definitely not listening to this.
Okay, anyways, yeah, Riley had that crisis. He had his sad boy talk, and so we were chilling in this girl named Danielle's room for a little bit, and Riley was like...
I just want to get hyped tonight.
Yeah, he really wants to get hyped tonight, so we were like, okay, well, let's get hyped. Do you want to flip a coin and get hyped? And he was like, heads hyped, tails no hyped.
Just keep being sad.
And so he flipped the coin, and it was tails, and we were like, yep. Oh, best 2 out of 3, just to, like, actually do it.
Like, okay. And I flipped it again, tails again, not hyped.
Ah, frick. And then this other girl named Natalie was like, Riley, you're a dime, flip a dime instead. And I was like, yeah, oh my god, that's so cool.
So yeah, we flipped a dime, tails again.
So 3 tails in a row, and we're like, what are the odds? And so we were like, okay, how about we play rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
And I ended up winning, but Riley was like, nah.
Yeah, but
no hype.
But then I got up, I walked back to, like, was walking back to my room, and I'm like, you know what? There's no better time to get hyped than tonight, because now I was feeling super sad. Might as well just get hyped, bro.
And so I was like, well, we can't get hyped alone. We gotta ask one of my friends. So I asked my friend Adam to get us hyped, and we got hyped.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean,
even afterwards, though, Riley wasn't that hyped, which made me sad.
Yeah, it did help improve, but like it's just mostly probably because of the fact that I realized I had to do stuff that night as well.
So yeah.
I still got to finish my paper and recording the podcast, but paper's due tomorrow.
It's fine. I was pretty hyped, though. I was hyped as frick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Really
then, like,
benefited you more than it did me.
And then shit went down in my dorm. I had a whole ass cheesecake. I ate ramen noodles and...
All of this happened while I was, like, turned away. I was editing the podcast. He was just freaking raging behind me, you know?
Me?
Yeah.
I was raging?
Yeah, compared to what I was doing, sitting at a computer.
Oh.
You were, like, everywhere, it seemed like, in my peripherals. You were sitting down there making ramen, and then all of a sudden you'd be over here laughing at that 70s show, and then you'd be over here making ramen, and then you'd be over there watching the Office. Then you'd be over here with a big-ass cheesecake.
You just said ass?
Ash.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, dang.
Yeah, I was hyped.
But that was Wednesday. Today, nothing too crazy happened.
I have another audition after this podcast, and I'll let you guys know how that goes. Yeah. Oh my god, next podcast, I'm gonna figure out if I'm in the show.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I already said you made it.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I don't think I made it. Future Jola, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry you didn't make it.
You made it into Drowsy.
You think I made it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jola, if you did.
There's Ensemble, right?
No, I mean, I'm sorry if you didn't make it, huh?
There's Ensemble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely made Ensemble.
I don't think so, Jolo.
That's my prediction.
Future Jolo, you're probably listening to this right now and crying because Riley said this.
No, you made Ensemble. It's not that big of a deal. I don't know how many people are in the theater department, so I mean, pretty good odds. And I went and walked around there yesterday, and it wasn't that bad. Didn't see a lot of competition in the fall.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, when? I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the fall. It was after I had dinner with Carson Sayre and this guy named Logan Dahl.
Oh, you went to the fall?
Yeah. I was going to shout out Carson really quick.
Okay, yeah, go.
Shout out to Carson. Shout out to Logan.
Shout out to you guys.
They talked to us about some tunnels under
USD.
They can get in through Old Main, so I might check those out. We'll talk about it in a future podcast, maybe, but there's a tunnel system underneath USD.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
You'll definitely know, because it's probably going to be a clickbait title. Tunnel system?
Under college?
Yo. So watch out for that next podcast.
So you went to the FA?
Yeah, I did. Wanted to walk around. So I just did the square.
Was it weird? Did people look at you?
No. Because when you walk into some place you're not supposed to be, just act like you'd be there. You belong there.
Well, that's how you should live your life. You should walk into
air. Act like you belong there. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That's how I do act.
True.
Yeah. It's easier to just act like you belong somewhere than actually feel like you belong somewhere.
Honestly.
I'm actually really sad right now.
Okay. let's go on to the next segment then, since Riley's so sad.
An update on Riley's love life.
Are we doing that?
Really quickly.
Okay, go.
All right, so we got Breezy, met her at a frat, still talking to her. Bree, had a date, kind of sucks, not talking to her. Rom-com girl, we met her, I see her every once in a while. We call her rom-com girl because kind of like out of the rom-coms where you see her through a window of a coffee shop and you're like, ooh, she's kind of cute.
Riley also stalks her.
Keep seeing her. No, I don't do that. Don't talk about that. Anyway, I see her at the gym. I see her everywhere. It's kind of like, ooh, she's just occurring to me. Should I go say hi to her or whatever? I don't want to ruin anything. And then she ends up being in my class. Do I talk to her in my class? No, don't want to ruin anything.
And so you just follow her to her dorm.
Yeah. No, I have none of that. Anyway, that's why we call her rom-com girl. Still on the fence. Then we also have this girl in my intro to logic class. Call her logic girl. She's a redhead. She's kind of cute. Almost asked her out
today. I don't know about this.
Didn't do this. I did talk to you about this. Anyway,
this red girl.
She's the one that I wanted to talk to in my logic class, and then I felt so bad about not talking to her. I talked to the girl in psychology.
Oh, really?
It's that same girl.
So how has it been? Have you made any progress on her?
I haven't.
You just like
she
her?
She sat near me today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing crazy. She seems good. She seems like my type so far. She seems... I haven't talked about my type on the podcast yet.
No.
Really?
If your name's Adriana, just everything
this
about...
Is so much. It's only good when I say But anyway, yeah, my type is what I briefly stated.
That's
you
my type.
Have to be able to have a natural conversation. You can't tell that until I talk to them, though. But things I can look for before I talk to somebody is a sense of independence. They have to be independent, but still need to be cared for. I want them to live their own life, but still want me there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still want to live their own life. They're not going to revolve their life around me, but they still want me around.
Yeah.
Want me around, but I'm not their whole life.
Yeah.
That's what I want, and that's what I need. And then natural, like looks-wise, I don't know. I just have a thing for blondes, but that's just a natural thing.
But it can be anyone else.
Yeah, it can be anyone. It's more personality than I'm attracted to. They have to have a sense of humor, of course. I mean, that's
you're
just
kind of describing me a little bit.
You're not blonde.
Well, personality wise, you're kind of
you're not independent either.
I can be independent.
No, you I'm want somebody. You want somebody's whole world to revolve around you, though, right? No,
no,
no.
I can.
So it doesn't make you happy that Taylor just thinks about you all the time.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. So you're not my type. but yeah, sense of humor. But I think sense of humor is just in everybody's type now. I don't know why you wouldn't want somebody with a sense of humor.
Honestly.
So everybody just has that.
Dude, it would suck like not having a sense of humor, though. It would suck like not being funny.
Well, yeah, I think everybody has a little bit of a sense of humor. Like somebody can not be funny, but everybody has a sense of humor.
Yeah, they still
like,
laugh.
What it is, because everybody has to grow up seeing at least one joke in their life. Mine's more of a dry sense of humor. I've learned that from what my mom told me. But anyway, so like you know what a dry sense of humor is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
It's just like acting serious.
Yeah. It's kind of acting serious, but you definitely... It's kind of like sarcasm along the lines, you know?
Yeah. It's like Jeff from David Dobrik Vlogs. He has a really dry sense of humor. He just like says shit. That's
yeah.
Like,
Jeff Wittick, shout out to you if you're listening.
He's a good friend of ours.
But yeah, so it's just, you know, you say stuff with the... You say stuff in always a very serious tone, but you always want it to be... It's always a joke.
Yeah.
But even if it's people don't laugh, it's not going to look weird if you said it. You know, it's kind of like the basis of that.
Yeah. So what do you like a dry humor that a girl...
I don't like a dry sense of humor in a girl. I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for in a sense of humor in a girl. She's got to make me laugh.
You just want to find a girl.
Shut up. But she's got to make me laugh. You know, what makes me laugh is like a random things make me laugh. Like totally unexpected. And I can expect almost anything. That'd be totally unexpected.
Would that weird you out, you think?
What?
Like if a girl just like randomly pulled out a fucking like dog out of her purse and was like, this is Clover.
This is my pussy. Nope. I would laugh so hard because it's not a pussy. Oh, that would be funny.
No, what? You'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd laugh. I'd 100% laugh.
But like, what if you didn't know she was like that? Like, out of the blue, she just did it.
Well, that's when you talk to her.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. But
anyways, how did we get on this again?
We're talking about brief, your type. Brief love life.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my type. If anybody's interested, trying to hit me, shut up. If you're trying to find me a girl, that's my type.
All right, moving on to what we are actually talking about. Since Riley kind of had his crisis about, like, he needs to have, like, self-confidence and how he looks and how, like, people look at him and how he thinks about the way people look at him and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's mostly what me and Joel discussed, because I just laid on my bed and had a crisis. I stayed in bed for, like, an hour. I'm normally never in bed for a long period of time when it's, like, not nighttime.
Yeah. And so we just talked about that. So we're just going to talk about, like, confidence and, like, how it appears in, like, your style and appearance and how it's important and how it affects our lives.
And, yeah. And a lot of how ours has changed since we've got to colleges, too, because mine's definitely changed. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think mine... Well, like, okay, from going from senior year in high school, like, at our prime in high school to, mm-hmm. like, going back down to the fucking, like, freshman, mm-hmm. like, the annoying freshman... Yeah. It's kind of different. Senior year of high school, I was so confident and did not give a fuck about whatever people thought about me.
Yeah, me too.
Which was so fun. I loved every second of it. And then I got here, and I have the desire to be that same way again here. Mm-hmm. But I just can't.
It's hard because we both talked about it. We're very focused on first impressions. First impressions mean a lot to
us.
So in high school, we practically met everybody, and it didn't really matter anymore. People generally knew who we were, so it's like our first impression was already made for everybody there. So it's like we could just do anything without any concern because, you know, we didn't have to worry about first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
But now that literally everybody we meet, it's almost a first impression. We're so paranoid about what we need to do and what we're going to do.
And, like, what we say, even if, like, a single joke, we don't know if it's funny or not.
Mm-hmm. I was even scared to go to the muck yesterday by myself. Joel forced me to. But I liked it. I think I would have liked going to the muck by myself. I go to the muck by myself a lot. Yeah. It's just something I need to get used to. I feel, like I told you, like, going to the muck by myself just makes me... I think about what other people are thinking about me, and I shouldn't do that as often as I do. I didn't used to think about what other people are thinking about me, like, in an area, but since I got here, it's just been, like, constantly. It's like, what does this person that's walking by me think about me right now?
Which I totally disagree with, because I tried giving advice saying, like, you're probably never going to see that person ever in your life again, and so who cares? Just, like, might as well live the life for you instead of for them, you know?
But we are going to see them again.
Are we?
Yeah, this is a small campus.
I mean, if we do, it's like I'm not going to have, like, a connection with them.
You might.
They could think however they want to think about
you. You might meet them at a party, and they might be like, oh, you're that guy. But that's also good.
Yeah.
But anyway,
so
your advice is wrong, but the meaning behind it's good.
Well, like, even if they do think you're weird, at least you're standing out.
That's what I'm saying.
Compared to everyone else.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, well, that's what I'm saying. Your vice is good. The fact that you should just act like nobody's going to remember you. But act, it's like dance like nobody's watching.
Exactly. Just be you.
That's,
like,
the advice. We need the quote.
Dance like nobody. Well, like, be like, I don't know how to word this right, but, like, be you in an unapologetic way. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't say I'm sorry for doing the things you want to do.
Yeah. I've also thought about this a lot. It's the balance between what's polite and what's just being honest. Because, you know, honesty has a point where it's just not polite anymore. So it's like...
Your hair looks fucking stupid, bro.
That's sort of what I mean. But it's like when you're talking to somebody, you want to be completely honest with somebody, right?
Yeah, but you also don't want to tell them that...
Well, yeah, that was a really bad example. But it's like being polite is not bringing up something super personal right away.
Yeah, but, like, say they have a boogie in their nose, just be like, hey, you got a boogie, and then they start breaking it down, disco music comes on.
Shut up, what do you was get that it? Joke?
Because boogie.
Yeah, I understand the joke, I just don't understand why you made it.
Because it's like, if you see someone new...
That's just being polite.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In telling them, fuck.
Well, I'm trying to figure out the line between honest and not polite. Much honest that it's no longer polite.
I don't know.
Exactly. The line, there's just no definitive line.
It really depends on the person and how they take it.
Yeah. But like I said, it's also like when people bring too much up about themselves, you know.
Yeah.
First time meeting them. It's like, that's... Like, it's the non-said polite stuff, you know. Like, it's not polite to... ask about somebody's, you know, are your parents divorced? Like, right away.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a very good thing to ask about.
How did we get on this?
it's just being honest. Because what if honesty is, it's when you're talking in conversation, it's just say what's ever on your mind. That's what true honesty is. Just saying what's ever on your mind.
Yeah, but
that's just your truest self.
But that's not how people should be.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the balance between being not polite and being completely honest.
But how does that relate to what we were talking about?
So it's cutting out what you're saying. It's having a conscience.
Well, right. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. I get how it's, like, correlating to everything else beforehand. And I agree. Like, you should still have a conscience of what you say. But, like, also being you doesn't have to be, like, a fucking asshole.
What if you are?
That sucks. I mean, you could do that. It's just not a lot of people aren't going to like you. But as long as you're happy with yourself, do it.
You're not going to be happy with yourself when you have no friends.
That's true. Yeah, maybe you should fix that.
Yeah.
But that's the point of, like, actually knowing yourself, too, which is also very hard.
I know I'm a douchebag, and I can't fix myself because I know I like being what I'm... I like being honest, but being honest makes me a douchebag. But being a douchebag gets me no friends, so it's either I have to be a liar and have friends or be a douchebag and have no friends.
Yeah, you're in a conundrum there. Don't be a douchebag.
Sorry. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like...
I believe that douchebags fucking shouldn't even... If you're a douchebag, then fuck off.
But that, what if it's just all about how you're raised sort of thing?
Well, it's just kind of sad.
People aren't raised evil. They grow to be evil.
Well, if they're evil, then why? I don't want to be their friend anyways.
Exactly, which is why douchebags will have no friends. But what if they're just being what all they know? Which is where I have this crisis of...
They should...
Which is why I get wrapped up in my head when I have these crises.
They should know if they're being mean or not. How do they not know that?
They're just being themselves. That's why they don't know. It's your genetics. She was talking about this today in psychology. What happens from the ages of 0 to about 8, 9 is really what determines their personality for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So if you get abused from the ages 0 to 9, that's your automatic go-to. That's what creates sociopaths and psychopaths, because that's all they know. It's not their fault. That's why they have that name, sociopath and psychopath.
Right.
And that's why they go to mental hospitals, not jail. Because they have a mental disorder.
So are you saying that you're in that position?
No, I'm not saying that. I just want you to understand that being honest has its limits. It's like, if you're aware that what you're saying be bad, why would you say it?
Exactly. But I would also hate to, like, not be me.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying that this is a conundrum of being yourself, even if it's mean.
Well, yeah, there's a point where it's like being yourself, like, filtered and, like, well, it's just being yourself and being polite.
Yeah.
Just do those things.
Okay. So that's what we're determining then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being yourself has limits.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But also, yeah, being yourself has limits of, like, being polite.
Yeah.
I think that's what everyone, though. Yeah. Everyone could be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, like, what if yourself is, like, not an asshole? Like, what if you're just, like... chilling, because I know people that are, like, actually, I'm gonna use the fucking stupidest word, genuinely nice. That's like, I've never.
But if you know, what if you know you're a bad person and then it hurts? That's what I'm saying. What if it, like, the douchebag scenario again? What if you know you're a douchebag?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like,
it's hard for you not to be. It's hard for you to be your true self because you know your true self is a bad person, which creates fake people. That's what fake people are.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I, like, question, like, myself, and I'm like, am I even, like, funny, or, like, am I even, like, fun to be around? Which is, like, a rough talk to have with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the reason why I'm even having that talk in the first place is because I don't have the confidence. Like, I saw myself letting go of the confidence that I had before and started questioning in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I fun to be around? Instead of being 100% confident and being like, yeah, I'm fun to be around, and if people don't like it, then I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. So I think what I boil it down to while you were talking is thinking about the biggest advice. The best advice you gave me yesterday was don't overthink.
Yeah.
Don't overthink, because in a lot of people, politeness is just natural. You mm-hmm. can just naturally not say something. Having a conscience is natural, because you know right away not to say what you're about to say, and then that's not overthinking anything. It's not like if you have to overthink something to the point of whether or not I should say it so many times, you probably shouldn't say it.
Yeah,
but
it's also like,
just don't
sometimes
overthink.
So yeah,
just go, like, with your natural instinct.
Mm-hmm. and
that's how you can be the truest you can be. Mm-hmm. Go with your natural instinct.
If you think it's natural to be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna trip right now because I think it's funny, just do it.
Yeah, it's not saying what's ever on your mind it's don't not overthinking what's on your mind.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to boil it down to. That's why we had that whole long conversation.
Because yeah, it got pretty heated. I feel bad for the viewers that are like uncomfortable or something.
I think some people would be into that, just having that real philosophical conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to separate the fact of what being yourself truly should mean. It should mean not overthinking yourself.
Yeah, just fucking doing it.
Yeah, it's not doing what's ever on your mind or saying what's ever on your mind. It's not overthinking everything.
Yeah.
And going with your natural instinct.
That was deep. Do you want to, like, make puns now?
I don't think we can just make puns after that. I think we're at the sad part of it. the sad part of the podcast. But, I mean, it's fitting for this week. It was kind of a sad week.
Yeah. So I was thinking, know. Like...
I mean, I had a rant to go on, too. I have... It's not like it's a funny rant. Oh, ripped jeans, dude. This is a new segment I want to implement without Joel's permission. Riley dropped straight facts. Ripped jeans when it's snowing outside? Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Straight facts. Booty hanging out ripped jeans? Not a good idea. Straight facts.
I guess, yeah, I mean, ripped jeans are pretty cold in the cold.
Ripped jeans where practically you can see the whole knee? Not a good idea. Straight facts.
That's a whole ass knee exposed.
Yeah, what's even the point in wearing jeans? Not a very good idea.
Straight facts. God.
That anyway. Was a segment.
Yep.
Riley dropped straight facts. And I think we're pretty far, actually. This is a pretty long podcast.
This is 52 minutes.
Yeah, so we'll just end with... We'll end with a song, of course, but we'll end with dropping our email again. We want you, seriously, guys, to email.
Have you
email
checked
us,
the
email? Email us. Nobody emailed us the first time we name-dropped the email, so I was kind of sad. But
that's okay.
You really email us any ideas you have, criticism, comments... Just be like, hey, guys, this was a really good podcast. So if you're listening right now, it's so easy to send an email on your phone. Just go to your email or wherever you send emails and just type in rjdormroom@gmail.com.
Yay!
And send us how you felt about the podcast, what we can add, what we can take away, what was your favorite parts, so we can add in normal things, whatever. So again, I'm going to say the letter R, the letter J, dormroom@gmail.com.
Yay!
Yep. And then I'll drop Just Jolo is Joel's TikTok, and then Riley_Wriggles is my Instagram. I drop those the most because those are the things we use the least. So yeah,
follow my TikTok.
That's it. Deuces.
Deuces.
This is Say Something by A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera.
Because Riley's sad. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Say something, I'm giving up on you.